Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind.
Yeah.
And make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Oakland, California's Warm Soda, rising from the ashes of the Bear Wires inferno, like a phoenix. Bear Wires crashed and burned. They were a great garage pop band for 3 albums and a few years, and then they totally disintegrated. I guess they had a bad tour or something. They're over, but Warm Soda is here, and what a great track to start us off with. They are going to be in town. They're part of the Fall Down Get Down Festival happening November 1st to 4th in a couple of weeks. And it's a great few days of music. The big headliner is Death, coming from Detroit. Also, the Pointed Sticks doing their very final show ever. Big news. So, yeah, you can, if you just Google the Fall Down Get Down, or go to latidarecords.com, which is the record label that is putting on the festival, you can check it all out. And there's going to be a warm-up party tonight at the Astoria. We're going to hear a song from the Isotopes later on. The Isotopes are playing that. And I just saw you can get discounted wristbands. It's tonight at the Astoria. If you go tonight, it's $30 instead of $40. And $30 to get all these. There's lots of shows. It looks great. Good job, La Ti Da Records. Good job, music in general. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be with you until 1 p.m. And last week, we canceled the show. There was picket lines up. The labor situation at UBC still isn't totally settled. One of the unions has reached an agreement. The other one hasn't. We'll see how it goes. But no picket lines up around the sub today. So I'm doing my show, and I just hope everyone gets a fair shake. Good luck to all those. Well, yeah, good work. Good luck. Keep it going. Keep up the good fight. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. All right. Next up, some Tame Impala. Australia psych rockers. They have a new album out called Lonerism. It dropped this past Tuesday, the 9th. We heard Elephant a couple weeks ago. Such a good song. Amazing song. And right now we're going to hear Apocalypse Dreams. Here is Australia's Tame Impala from Lonerism. Apocalypse Dreams. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh man, good stuff. That was Tame Impala from their new album Lonerism, the song Apocalypse Dreams. The whole album is fantastic. I recommend checking it out. Got a bit of information wrong. The show, the Fall Down, Get Down warm-up is at the Biltmore tonight, not at the Historia. So that's Dead Voices, the Isotopes, great baseball-themed band, and the fantastic DJs Bryce Dunn, Dale Davies, and Keefe. Well worth a visit. Also tonight, SSRIs are at the Rickshaw, so well worth checking that out as well. Next up is a band that I've played before when they were called Puppies. They're now called Pups. This is a new Rose Melberg band. She plays drums along with Caitlin, and I don't know the other person. I think her name is Katie. Yeah. But they are a lot of fun, and this is their new song, Take Your Shoes Off. After that, we're going to hear Victoria's Open Relationship, and then a new song by Peace. How exciting is that? Okay, here is Pups with Take Your Shoes Off.
Yeah. CITR 101.9 and Union Events invite you to an intimate night at the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen on October 19th. His elegant and charismatic melodies are sure to set the right mood. So bring a loved one, sit back, and experience a beautifully romantic evening to make you fall in love all over again.
I know what you look like in the morning.
Tickets are available at unionevents.com or Ticketmaster for only $30. So remember to save the date and enjoy the classic atmosphere of the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen.
Nothing on but the radio.
On Friday, October 19th, local folk roots extremists Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Mile celebrate the release of a new digital EP with two of Vancouver's finest. They've got Eden Findeay, best known as the frontwoman of Vancouver's beloved garage rockers Vancouver, and Winter Mitts, everyone's favorite semi-orchestral bilingual genre band. There will be a constellation of quintessentially Vancouver bands aligning for the first time. So save the date, October 19th at the China Cloud, 524 Main Street. Sponsored by CITR 101.9.
That was San Francisco's The Fresh and Onlys from their new album, Long Slow Dance, Presence of Mind. Lovely song. Very nice companion piece to Peace, whom we heard before The Fresh and Onlys. That was from Peace's new album out on Suicide Squeeze Records this week. The World is Too Much With Us. The song, Fun and Games. Peace are going on a North America-wide tour. They're on their way down the West Coast right now. Then they're going to cut across the South and then back up and then across Canada again. Good for them. Good job, Peace. They had their LP release party on Saturday night at the Astoria. played with New Sensei. It was a hot show. Very good. Love you, peace. Before that, we heard Open Relationship from Victoria from their Born Weird EP, advocating doing stuff in public. Great idea. You should do things in public. Good idea. And before that, we heard Pups with Take Your Shoes Off. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, half past the hour. Classic Rick. Classic Rick is a band that played at Shindig a week last Tuesday. So far, that night was the only Shindig I did not attend. I am sometimes very busy, could not make it that week. But those that did said that it was a Shindig for the ages. In maybe the rockin' vein, Classic Rick brought it. A little bit of novelty rock style, but people were enthralled. Classic Rick is a guy named Sean and a bunch of other regular Vancouver musicians. Adrian LaBelle from Aunts and Uncles and a million other bands, and Joe and Elliot from the SSRIs, and Kevin Romaine from a whole bunch of bands, and Daniel Ruiz from a whole bunch of, it's a lot of people. Anyways, they won their night at Shindig. There's a rumor going around that that was a one and done kind of thing, and they're not going to even perform in the semifinals. But I think for everyone that was there, and even more so for people that missed it, we're hoping that Classic Rick can get it together one more time. At least one more time, maybe two more times if they make it to the final. So we're going to hear A Mighty Fine Time to Make Love from their Demos EP released earlier this year. Here is Classic Rick.
Have you ever made love in the sunset? It's a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love in the sunrise? Well, it's a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love at high noon when the throbbing sun's at its highest point in the sky? 'Cause it's a mighty fine time to make love. Yeah. Have you ever made love in the bedroom? 'Cause it's a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love in the kitchen? It's a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love in that tiny space between the dryer and the washing machine? It's a mighty fine place to make love. It's a mighty fine place now. Mighty fine time. Yeah, mighty fine place. So many times and places love all throughout history. Let's take a time machine, baby, and see one or two or three. Have you ever made love in the 60s? It was a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love in medieval Europe? It was a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love standing next to Christopher Columbus just as he discovered? It was a mighty fine time to make love. Mighty fine time, yeah. It was a mighty fine time. It was a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love? 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 Have you ever made love?
love in the kitchen, love in the bedroom, love at sunrise, love at sunset, love on spaceship, love on next to kids with blindness, boy, we have baby, love, making love, making love.
That was a brand new song from No Band. And they're done? No, not quite. Released today on Bandcamp, or yesterday, technically speaking. No band is Chris Martel, who plays drums in a bunch of bands. And yeah, lots of shout-outs to local folk. Before that, we heard Channels 3 and 4 from their single AAA. Hey, how's it going? Good. Yeah, I'm on air right now. That's what that light means. That's cool, though. Yeah, happy birthday to Channels 3 and 4 singer Sarah Cordingley's grandmother. 100 years young this weekend. Awesome. That's great. Congratulations. And yeah, Channels 3 and 4 played on Friday, and I was really stoked to play the song last week, and then I didn't. So I just played it this week, even though the show's happened. They also played a few weeks before that, so hopefully there's going to be some more Channels 3 and 4 shows in the future. And at the top, we heard Classic Rick from his demos EP, Mighty Fine Time to Make Love. No doubt. All right. I've talked about it a bit, but the Fall Down, Get Down warm-up is tonight. Fall Down, Get Down festival happening in November, and they're doing a kind of a just a get excited kind of thing tonight. So the Isotopes are playing. It's a great time for the Isotopes to play. The Isotopes are a Vancouver punk band. All of their songs are about baseball. They're great. It's a great time for baseball. Four playoff games yesterday, four playoff games today, six teams on the verge of elimination. My goodness, what a wild, wild ride. The San Francisco Giants are up on the Reds right now, I think. I don't know. Things could have changed in the last 20 minutes. That's the nature of baseball. That's how things go. So we're going to hear a song from the Isotopes. This is the song Around the Horn from the Vancouver's Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. Here is the Isotopes, and after that, we're going to hear Victoria's Bank Robber. Here we go.
Reggae music is tell you, I tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
Love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such thank you to faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm out here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
CITR is proud to sponsor the 17th Amnesty International Film Festival taking place November 2nd through the 4th at Pacific Cinematheque Theatre in downtown Vancouver. The festival will show 9 films from around the world which will highlight a variety of human rights matters and will include guest speakers, the presence of other community groups, and ways for the public to take action on said matters. So come join in on one of the biggest human rights film festivals in the country. For more information or to buy tickets, you can check out www.amnesty.ca/VFF.
past. Every time I even try to think about the past, all it does is make me wanna laugh.
Hey, there we go. That was Victoria's Bank Robber, featuring Jordan of the band Slam Dunk. That's from Bandcamp, but they're hoping to put out an album soon. Great song. Boyman, something like that, from the forthcoming album Life's Nutso. Before that, we heard Isotopes from the compilation Vancouver's Punk as Fuck, Volume 2. That was the song Around the Horn. Before that, we heard Channel... we just heard those two songs. Yeah, okay. Someone called in, and I was on the phone when the song ended. That's why I'm a little scattered. The stream is not working. The internet stream. So apologies to everyone listening to me. Probably not on the stream right now because it's not working. So I'm trying to... Yep. We are working on it. I'll ask Brad, our technical coordinator, if he can give me an ETA. But it's busted right now. Too bad. As far as I know, the podcasts are working great. So maybe this is a good time to go back into the podcasts. And you could also try using an old radio. All right, we've only got a few minutes left, so I'm just going to zip ahead to a song by Myths. They're going to be playing with Grimes and Elite Gymnastics at the Commodore on Tuesday, I believe, next Tuesday. I think that show's sold out. So good luck getting tickets. But if you're going to go, that's great. And hats off to Claire from Grimes for picking Myths to tour with her. They're a great local band, and it's very nice to see them get that kind of platform. So we're going to hear the song Horizon featuring Grimes and Magical Clouds, and then we're going to come back for a little bit. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Lights. That was The Myths playing in town next week with their song The Horizon, remixed by Grimes and Magical Clouds. Fun stuff. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up next, Dara with a fill-in. And then we've got, what else do we have? Some programming training, Thunderbird Eye at 3:30, Mantra at 4 o'clock. It's going to be a great afternoon. Please stay tuned to CITR. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. And you can also see the playlist and a video at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I'm going to finish up with a bit of an indulgence. Solange has a new album, the younger Ms. Knowles, and the lead single is fantastic. It's called Losing You. I'm just going to play it, even though it's kind of a major label thing. I don't care. This is great. It's Solange. It's Losing You. It's got a great beat, and it's kind of sad, but it's a great pop song. Here we go. See you next week.